There were dueling rallies on the Whitewater campus last night as student Democrats launched an Occupy Wall Street teach-in combined with a recall petition drive. As Scott Ross of the progressive advocacy group One Wisconsin Now took the podium to talk about rising tuition costs, college Republicans heckled him from the crowd.
To you college students, here's what Governor Walker did for you. He just hiked your tuition by $107 million.
I can pay it!
Me too!
Woo! We have jobs!
But an equal number of college Democrats cheered as speaker after speaker led them in a recall Walker chant. 22-year-old political science major Bryant Plank of the College Democrat says Walker's cuts to the university system will drive the best professors to leave the state, and he's convinced the recall drive will succeed.
And I mean, if you take a look at like Ohio, they needed to get just about the same amount of signatures, and they were able to get well over a million. You know, so if Ohio can get over a million, why can't we get just as many? I fully believe that we're going to recall them.
One student who signed a recall petition at the rally says Walker's cuts to social services hit close to home for her. 21-year-old Alicia Whitley of Milwaukee is studying for a degree in criminal justice and uses food stamps to supplement the cost of going to college.
And it actually helps me out a lot as far as income, too. So with him actually being in office, that doesn't help me at all.
But students supporting Walker called the recall drive a waste of taxpayer dollars and said Democrats should wait for Walker's term to end before trying to vote him out of office. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.